from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to it. Great to have us in your ear holes. No, great to be in your ear holes.
Ear holes is not a good.
No.
It's not a good phrase.
But cavities?
Oh, even worse.
Great to engulf your ear cavities.
Cavities? That's like root canal kind of stuff.
Okay. Great to be in the nooks and crannies of your ears.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Let's...
Nooks and crannies.
Hey, wherever you're listening from and whenever it is, hopefully you can enjoy today's show as a bit of something for everybody, including bits and pieces I don't remember.
I could hear you padding. I could hear you padding while you're looking for your rundown.
So we talked about infomercials, dates. We didn't get to Bandle today.
No, we didn't. That's okay.
Oh, what's the?
It was a 1982
what's the point
song
of doing the show without Bandle.
Well, you can just have the beauty of going home and doing it in your own time. What a special
Woo,
treat for you.
What a treat.
He lives a big life, old Tazzy.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Now, yesterday on the show, Big Boss Benny joined us and he gave me a bit of a challenge. I am on the dating apps.
Mm.
Newly on the dating apps, and it's a new world out there, Chaney. Single in 2024, it's not the same as when we were all last single.
I describe it as like having a second job. Like I used to get home, clock on for my shift, open up Hinge or Bumble or whatever.
She was filling in time sheets. It was weird.
Literally.
You're getting paid more to do that than your real job. So the challenge that was set is Benny has a 3-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
And Benny had the conversation with him saying, look, if you wanted to impress a girl, how would you go about it?
Yeah, what would some pickup lines from a 3-year-old be?
So we got a couple yesterday from our big boss Benny's 3-year-old son.
Want to share a muesli bar?
I mean, it's simple.
It's very simple. And have you got the other one there as well?
Yeah, the other one was.
What about nuggets and sauce?
I don't know, we're hearing Big Boss Benny voices say it. It's
out of context. It's so good. So we decided, well, actually, Big Boss Benny and Ellie decided that I should use these pickup lines.
Mm. So you've gone with.
Want to share a muesli bar?
Have you?
I have. So I've had a match on Bumble.
Yeah.
And she's messaged me saying, hey, because the girl has to message first on Bumble.
Okay. She could have come up with something better than that, but
yeah,
that's okay.
Terrible, right? I would feel bad.
If she'd put effort in. Yeah,
but because she just hit me with a hey,
yeah.
I've responded with, would you like to split a muesli bar with me?
Okay, all right. You've elongated the phrase a bit from.
Want to share a muesli bar?
Yeah. I paraphrased it, right? The context is still the same.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
10 minutes ago.
She's responded?
I got a reply to the muesli bar
pickup line.
Oh, my goodness.
The like, sense of suspense I have right now as to whether this worked or not. Okay, hit me with it.
So she said, hey, smiley face, I've gone, would you like to split a muesli bar with me? She's then come back. Depends on the flavour.
Hey!
Is that good or bad?
I mean, you've hooked her.
I don't want to say nuts. That's not a good flavor. That's probably what she's expecting, but that's not what she's going to get.
Well, what are the flavors of? You've got your yogurt top, you've got your choc chip, you've got your almond.
None of them are good for this time in the afternoon. Let's put it that way.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM.
Look, a lot of inane banter happens in our workplace, doesn't it, Tazzy?
Yeah, I was going to call it gas bagging. We come in a couple hours before the show. We make sure we're chatting about the right stuff and what's happening across the sunny coast, and also bits and pieces just pop out in random conversation and we go, there we go.
We'll talk about that on the show.
Write that down. That's gold. Can't believe I've known you for almost a year and this is the first time I'm hearing that story.
I know, and it's a story of shame, Tazzy. Every time I think about it.
Backing music?
Oh, I mean, I suppose I could chuck a sad violin on for it. Why not? So I want to take you back to the year 2004 when I was in year 8.
MP3 players were everywhere. Actually, maybe not. Pre-MP3 players, maybe.
I think the iPod Nano was a thing, potentially. Phones didn't have a phone yet at this point. I personally didn't. Anyway, it was my first week of year 8. New-ish school. All these new students had come. You know, you're trying to be on your best behaviour and impress all the new kids.
Year 8's very important to try and fit in. Mm. That's kind of the peak of I have to not stand out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or if you do stand out in a good way. I did the opposite, Taz. I stood out in a bad way, which resulted in 6 months of bullying.
Oh. And maybe some more bullying from now on, which would be really nice.
I did girl surfing lessons, which was offered by my school. Mm-hmm. And they were really early in the morning. You go to the beach, do the surfing, come back, get changed, go to school. I forgot my school skirt. And there was a rule at my school at the time that if you forgot one item of your uniform, you had to wear everything but that item, right?
Right.
So I had to wear my normal button-up blouse, my normal black school shoes.
What did you wear instead of the skirt?
Instead of the skirt, I wore my older brother's Nike track pants.
Yes. Gold.
And
hang on, so you had like your formal uniform on,
like school shoes,
button-up and
picture,
shoes.
Black school shoes with boys' Nike track pants
daggy,
over the top.
Daggy track pants.
Oh, it was mortifying. And so all the other kids, all the new kids to the school who I was trying to impress for 6 months called me track pant girl.
Yes.
One time.
If you see Ellie in the flesh, Sunny Coast, from now on you don't see Ellie, you see track pant girl. So good.
I feel like this happens a lot. Something happens to you one time and then it's stuck with you for eternity. Like the time I had maggots in my bedroom.
Oh.
And 4 years have gone by and I'm still maggot girl.
I'm glad you've let that go. I'm glad we don't hear the anger in your voice from that. Okay, so 545-11919, Sunny Coast, what we want to know from you, the Savi. What happened one time? But you got teased about it for life.
Yes, maybe it resulted in a nickname that you've carried around with you forever, or it's just the story that keeps on coming up.
And people go, remember that time you did? And you're like, it's one time.
Yes.
I wasn't even aware it was happening. One thing, one time that resulted in a lifetime worth of stories. 545-11919. What is it for you or your family or your friends? We want to hear it. This happens in my family quite a bit. Is Dad had one of those camcorders when we were growing up, and we went on holiday to Australia. We were Kiwis. I was a Kiwi, and we came over and I saw those pandanus trees for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I stood there, and I was five or six, and I stood next to this tree. You know how they have the roots out of the ground for the first couple of meters?
Yeah.
And I went, wow, this tree's roots are out of the ground. And for 10 years, my family, anytime we'd see a pandanus tree, would quote 5-year-old Taz.
Well, I mean, it's an accurate statement.
I mean, they'd probably still do it, and they will now that they've heard this as well. It'll go back into rotation in the jokes. But what happened one time that you just can't live down? That is the question we're asking this afternoon.
Yeah, Tammy's in Baringa. Tammy, what happened to you?
Wasn't me, thankfully. It was my mum and probably her 9 siblings. So back in the day when you had 10 kids and you weren't rich, you kind of didn't always get to shower. So they also used to share beds with younger siblings who would wet the beds. So when my mum would go to school, sometimes she would have a bit of a funky smell to her, so the nuns at her school used to call her Miss Pissy Pants in front of everyone.
Oh,
and that stuff all throughout school.
That is scarring as a kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, your poor mum. That's slightly worse than me being track pant girl for 6 months.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Oh, Tammy, that's awful.
Tammy's mum would have killed to be track pant Chaney or whatever you were.
The hand-me-down Nike track pant. Oh. Yeah, we'll go to Sarah in Perigian. Sarah, what was it for you?
Pretty much when I was in grade 7, and back then I was actually living in Tassie as well, so, you know, we didn't have much of a tan going for us back then. So I thought, you know, I'll get a bit of fake tan going. And it came out really orange.
No.
And back then, our classes would be like, you know, would be in either like 7 blue, 7 yellow, 7 green, 7 orange. I was in 7 blue at the time. But from then on, everyone's like, I think you need to move to 7 orange, Sarah. And it just stuck for so long. Like, I was so scared to ever use fake tan again after that because it took so long to come off.
To be fair, there's worse things you could have been called. You could have been like an Oompa Loompa for eternity or...
Oh, that is true.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Sarah, that's so good. Thank you so much for your story.
No worries. Bye.
Oh, so good. We'll move on. Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Hey, how you going? It's Jay.
Have you had something happen to you that stuck with you forever?
No, it was one of my mates. I was working in civil construction and I said, buddy, it's hot today. And he said, too hot for a beer. And then as soon as it came out of his mouth, he realised what he said.
Too hot for a beer?
Yeah. Like 12 months after that, every time he said it was hot, someone would say, oh, too hot for a beer.
Good.
Because it's so stupid.
He says it one time and he's like, I didn't mean it, guys. Drop it.
So has the joke subsided now or are they still making it?
No, it's gone away.
It's gone away. Yeah, yeah, thank God.
Well, it's got a little bit colder.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. That's what winter will do to you.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
Right now, though, I kind of just want to do a bit of market research. I want to...
You're surveying the Sunny Coast right now.
Almost, yeah. Almost, because I just feel like I'm kind of operating at my own speed and making decisions for myself that I don't know whether they're the right ones or not. So I want to get some shared experience from people about Facebook Marketplace.
Terrible place. Just a terrible cesspool.
You do well off it. You're always like, oh, I got to go. Yeah, someone's coming over.
I'm always making money off it. But you just got to put up with people saying, no problem, I will take that.
Yeah.
And then you go, when?
Crickets.
Nothing. Like, they just, what?
You're right.
Don't tell me you're going to want it. You don't want it.
Yeah.
Just
There's a lot of upping and downing.
You don't need to ghost me on Marketplace. We're not dating. You know what I mean?
Well, my issue's kind of different. I worry that I'm a bit of a pushover when it comes to Marketplace.
I could have told you that.
And I mean, I'm a pushover generally.
I don't know what you're selling and I know that I could fleece you.
I'm a people pleaser, Taz, okay? So, I want people to like me.
Okay, what are you trying to sell?
Okay, at the moment, I've got some snowboard goggles up.
God.
New inbox, right?
Never top end of town kind of gear here, guys.
Never been worn before.
How many thousands do you want for that?
No, I put them up for $90 because I Googled them and they're like 100 and something, 160 or something.
Used?
No, never been new because I got them as a gift and I got two pairs as a gift. So I never used.
Who gave them to you?
My beautiful partner, Dan.
Does he know that you're selling them?
Yeah, because he gave me the two pairs. He was like, oh, we'll just return the other one that you don't like. And then he never returned it.
Okay.
And so now it's gone too long. Anyway,
I'm coming in $60.
Well, this is the thing, right? I've had someone come in at 50. And I, for the first time in my life, was like, no, I don't want to say yes to that. Because I'm always, whatever they offer, I'm like, yep, sure, no worries. But I'm like, that's nearly half price.
Yeah, it does annoy me when people come in and go half price.
Well,
it's offensive.
Am I expected to say yes to that? Or if you're someone who's lowballing, are you expecting me to then come back at 70% or something?
If you buy and sell a lot on Marketplace and it's kind of your job, we'd love to pick your brain. 545-11919. We'd love to know the etiquette.
Yeah, what's expected? Because I just don't know. I'm so out of my depth.
I don't think people are expecting you to drop the price to half. I think they're being cheeky.
Are they?
I think they're trying because they're hoping that you're a pushover like Ellie Cheney from CFM.
And usually it works.
Yeah.
But Cozzy lives, am I right? I need the $90.
I think you should push back. So if you've gone from 90 to 50.
Mm-hmm.
I think you push back and just go, sorry, 75.
You reckon?
Mm-hmm. So you don't quite meet them in the middle, but you go, hey, you know, a little bit low for me. How about $75?
What if I say, no, it's 90. But you know what's in? So this is the crazy. This is my crazy brain.
That's the guy on that pawn shop show. Does
oh, does he? He's
they try and lowball him. He goes nah, 90.
Well, my crazy brain is if I say no and they still want it and they come and buy it for the $90.
Yeah.
They're gonna hate me. It's gonna be a really awkward interaction.
You send Dan then your partner. Nobody can hate him. What have you knocked over?
I just knocked over my water bottle. It's all right. It wasn't near the desk. All right.
So what are you gonna do in this situation? What have you said to her?
I mean, I have a couple of other people who've slid in about it. So I feel like I've got enough backup to be like, you know what? No, I'm going to hold out on the 50. And I've said that to them. I've said, hey, like, appreciate your offer.
75.
I'm going to just see how the other offers go and then I'll come back to you.
Oh, God.
I'm not good.
You need to put your foot down.
I know.
Marketplace is the worst place for you.
It is. If anyone's got advice, if you do this all the time, if there's a rule that everyone knows that I don't, please let me know. 545-11919. I'd love some help. But if not, I'll just continue to be a pushover. I feel like I'm a bit of a pushover when it comes to Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, totally.
I don't know if there's an acceptable rule on haggling.
Ellie, you're a pushover in a lot of aspects of life. I think Marketplace is the worst place for you. So you've got a pair of ski goggles. Mm-hmm. You know I'm going to the snow in a couple of months.
You want to buy them? $90.
No, no. I've just said you're a pushover, so could you be pushed over?
Okay, $95 then. Standing my ground.
$20.
No.
That's as high as I'll go.
Well, I just wanted to know other people's experiences of Marketplace, and the lovely Sarah from Caloundra West has called up. Sarah, are you a bit of a regular on Marketplace?
I do like a good sale, yes.
So are you a more of a seller or a buyer?
I'm honestly both. More of a seller, I think. I'm also on the on Depop a bit as well, selling some clothes and stuff. But yeah, I think everyone at work is always like, "You always sell stuff, always getting bargains," and yeah, it's good. It's like a job for me.
So, really. What do you think is the accepted rule if someone lowballs you? Do you have a right to say no, or do you come back in at a lower price, meet them halfway?
It's a tricky one. It depends what it is. But, yeah, I definitely think standing your ground is definitely number one rule. I think if someone comes back and says half price, that is so unfair. Like, especially it depends how long you've had it up for, how desperate you are to sell it. But, yeah, definitely stand your ground. Someone will buy it. But if it's something like a couch, maybe low down a little bit if you're wanting to get another couch. But at the end of the day, it's pocket money for you. So
true. It's my next grocery shop.
Well, do you think it's a bit cheeky, Sarah, that somebody comes in about 50% of the full price?
100%. Not available for them.
Good.
Thank you, Sarah. You've made me feel better.
Talk to the hand. Sorry, we're not going that low.
All right, I've got to be tougher. That's what I'm learning.
That's right.
All right, it's up to 100 now if you want a pair of ski goggles.
Whoa.
Yep. 150.
We didn't know what bargain we had.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
With a job that we've got, Chaney, we start a little later than the usual sort of 9 to 5. We're rolling in here mid to late morning, which means that I had a few extra hours at home this morning, and I had the TV on regular TV. Don't always have it on a regular TV, but I looked up and I saw an ad for something that I think I've seen for the last 20 years. It was an infomercial.
Oh, I love a good infomercial.
And I think everybody knows the one I'm talking about. It's the ladder that can be about 100 different things.
Oh, okay.
Now, I want you to think about what I've shown you here today. I've shown you not one, but 24 different sizes of ladder, all in one portable, compact, easy-to-use unit.
He sells it well, the guy. He knows his stuff.
I love the music in the background of it, that like funky
Now,
bit.
I want you to think about what I've shown you here today. I've shown you not one.
You know, like it's very infomercial music.
Not one, but 24 different types of ladder. And so my question is this afternoon, Sunny Coast, we've got a double pass, an in-season double pass to Despicable Me 4. 545-11919, what have you bought from an infomercial? Because that infomercial is still rolling out, I think, 20 years later. I feel like I've watched that almost my entire life.
Well, then it must be working. You know?
Exactly.
You're not going to be running it for 20 years. No. I'm very impressionable, so that type of stuff works on me. If you're showing, if I needed a ladder, I'd probably buy that ladder.
What have you bought from an infomercial? Sunny Coast 545-11919. You can get ready for mega action, laughs and fun with Despicable Me 4. Gru and the Minions are back for a brand new adventure only in cinemas June 20. We want to send you there, Sunny Coast, but you just got to admit what you rolled up your sleeves to buy.
Hey, Jess is in Meriden Plains. Have you bought something from an infomercial, Jess?
I have 3 people in my family that have bought something from an infomercial.
The same
thing? It's all different things. So had a George Foreman, my mum bought.
Yeah.
Of course.
And they were all about getting skinny and, you know, get the fat off your food. It's basically a sandwich press. I'm like, why don't you just buy a sandwich press? It's cheaper. And then my husband, he's a sucker for a quick fix. He bought an ab swing.
Oh, did he?
It didn't work. He still got a keg.
It didn't work. It's so good.
Does he still use it?
Oh, no, he doesn't. It didn't work in the first week. He's never going to use it again.
Who's the third person, Jess?
My nana. She is a
sucker for an infomercial. So she, you walk into her kitchen, she's got everything from Clever Sharp knives to the sharpener to the thing that's supposed to pick up the dust off your windows. But, yeah, she bought the kids those Happy Napper snuggly things, which is just a blanket that you put over your child on the couch. I was like, it's $99. I have a blanket in the cupboard that can do the same thing.
But call now and you'll also get a pot and pan set, Jess.
Exactly right.
Only available for the next 36 callers. And you're thinking, why 36? What's going on with that? Love it, Jess. Thank you so much for your call. That's funny.
That's a strong one to kick us off. Three from the same family.
Yes.
But we want to keep going. 545-11919. Have you bought something off an infomercial? Obviously, they're catching people out. Yeah, we'll go to Jono in Maroochy River. Jono, has an infomercial worked on you?
Well, I didn't. My father and my mum and dad did.
Yeah.
My dad was starting to go bald, so it was spray on hair. Like at the time, like, I guess it was probably the late 90s, maybe. But it was this thing you could buy that would spray on your bald patch and like thicken the hair around the bald patch. My dad was fairly blonde, like ish. But when the product arrived, it was probably, I would describe yellow, green, yeah. And so we just had a mad fun time just spraying our arms and our legs, whatever hair we had on our body. We tried it on him first, like on his ball patch and the back spot where guys kind of normally go bald. And it did, it thickened up his hair, but it was like green, it wasn't blonde. And then as like 13-year-old, 14-year-old kids were like, oh, it's going to be funny. So we just started spraying everything that had hair and becoming green. Like it was funny as hell.
That is the
so
best.
Good,
I remember
Jono.
That ad. I can't believe it worked.
Well, it sort of did.
Work.
Yeah,
it
I mean,
worked.
As in it worked on someone buying
it.
Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah. Hours
great,
of fun.
Cool. Thanks, Jono.
Thanks, Jono.
No worries. Cheers.
All right, let's go to Jess from Palmview. Jess, when did an infomercial get you?
Only just recently, actually. A couple of weeks ago, I purchased a Bissell Hydro Steam.
Oh, I've got one of those.
It's the best.
Oh, this is gold.
I can't.
I can go home
now. I can't. not best decision, but I tell you what, I got so excited when I got the email to say that the Australia Post delivery was coming. I had so much planned for my day and that just went down the drain because as soon as I got home and saw it, I just had to bust it open and there was a good few hours of solid hydro steaming.
So Jess, take us through it. Did you see the infomercial and you called up as they were talking about it in front of you?
I didn't. I had a little think about it for a while and then I called back later. I didn't buy it on the spot, but they did suck me in.
Did they give you a second one for the same price? Like, was there any deal going on?
Let me guess. It was the cleaning product that goes in it. You got extra.
Save $100 and you get two free other cleaning products, so $25 each or something like that.
So good.
I love it. Do you know what? When I bought mine, Jess, I didn't buy mine off an infomercial, but I did look at a lot of YouTube reviews on how it gets stains out. And so I feel ya. It sucks you in because they like pour lasagna on the carpet and then they steam clean it
off. Is that the sort of behaviour that you've
got
at your home?
It's so satisfying. Jess, you know what I've learnt from this call is that you and I are very cool individuals.
Well, clean individuals. Let's put it that way. Jess, I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
How did you ruin the date? 545-11919. Talking to a friend of mine yesterday and she told me an embarrassing story when she was a lot younger and she was 23, 24. Mm-hmm. Dating's kind of new, adult dating, you know what I mean? Like you may have had a relationship or whatever and you've sort of got back into the dating scene mid-20s and you go, I don't really know what I'm doing. She got to a date, got to about how far you and I are apart, about a meter and a half from the date that she was supposed to meet for a lunch. And she didn't know if she was supposed to go in and go for a hug or a handshake.
It's always a hug, surely.
I think
so too.
A handshake?
You're not handshaking on a date.
No, I don't think so either. But this is, again, she didn't know what she was doing, right? Brand new. She's waved.
Oh, what type of wave? Are we talking like a Queen Elizabeth?
It was just like a frantic, like a high five, you know, like the TV show High Five, the way they'd wave to kids. She's just going, hi. and like waved, and he's gone, oh, did you just wave at me?
Oh, he called her out on it?
Straight away.
Oh, no.
And she's gone, yeah. And he goes, okay. But they apparently proceeded to then have the most awkward lunch ever, and then he ghosted her. They never chatted again. She thinks that it was all down to the wave at the start.
Oh, they should have gone the handshake in retrospect.
Or a high five would have been better at this point. 545
no,
double
no.
one.
I got to draw the line there.
You think a high five at the beginning of a date is better, is worse than
yes.
a wave?
Yes, you can't go and be like, hey, mate, like a high five. No way. This is someone you're trying to kiss, Taz.
You are. Well, yeah, it didn't work for her, I'm afraid.
Hi, Sam. How'd you ruin a date? Or did someone ruin it for you?
This was a few years ago, and I met this guy, and we caught up for a drink. And, you know, I got there, and I was like, oh, hey, Mark, good to see you, blah, 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 blah. Went the entire evening calling this guy Mark. Never got corrected. And I was like, oh, Mark, do you want a drink? And went through legitimately 2 hours of a date, got to the end of the night, said goodnight, went to leave. And he's like, you know my name's Mike, right? As in Michael. And I've been calling him Mark all night.
No.
It was fairly embarrassing. You know when, like, your stomach just drops at the end? You're like, oh, okay, well, that's the end of that.
And you would have thought you were killing it too. You were saying all these stories and, yeah, you know, Mark gets it right.
I was so sure it was Mark.
So that was it? You never saw him again after that?
Never again. Even if he called back for a second date, I would have been so embarrassed.
Well, if he called back for the second date, he would have come up as Mark on your phone, yeah. not Mike, so you wouldn't have known who was calling.
I did this. When I was about 18, I went on a date with a chick from Brisbane. And when you're 18, you think everybody likes the music that you like.
Mm.
And so a new song had dropped and it was kind of this big song that really, you'll know at Sunny Coast, it was only big for about 3 days. But in that 3 days, I went on a date and I played this song loudly on repeat and I didn't quite get the social cues that maybe she didn't like the song. Have a listen.
Fireball.
No joke. Played this on repeat. I thought it was the best song in the world.
Never use Pitbull as your wingman. You know? I mean, to be fair, I think it's a great song. Break my bones. So, but you got to pick your audience. You got to know your audience.
I didn't realise that she wasn't enjoying the song and she's told me since. Because I said, oh, well, you know, why didn't we keep it going? And she goes, yeah, I didn't like that Pitbull song when you were playing. So Mr. Worldwide did not help me at all.
Shame. We want to know your story, Sunny Coast. 545-11919 if you've got one. Rod's in Perigian. Rod, have you ruined a date?
Kind of. So I didn't do it myself. It kind of happened. So it was one of my first dates, and it was down in Brisbane, and the, you know, like the classic, like, Brisbane train line stops working, so then they do buses.
Yes.
Well, we were on the bus. It was late at night. We're cruising back, going back to the train station where our vehicles were, where we started the date, and this young teenager was, like, graffitiing on the bus. And so the bus driver calls him out and then, like, slams on the brakes. So, like, this teenager goes flying to the front of the bus.
It was
pretty hectic. And then the cops were called and everything. And I'm like, this is our first date. This is going so bad.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So what'd you do? Did you intervene at all? Or did you have to give a witness statement?
So we had to do witness statements, but I did the classic Rodney thing and just made dad jokes the whole time to make the situation better. Probably didn't help the situation.
Did you end up getting a second date out of it, Rod?
I did. She actually ended up being my wife. Unfortunately, it didn't work out.
It got better than the first date, Rod.
Exactly. You came back from
I redeemed myself with a better date.
Oh, I love it. Oh, it's a feel-good story.
It is. Good on you, Rod. Thanks for your call, buddy.
Thanks, legends.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcast. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.